the door. Please call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. And shalom.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joan Vion. And hi, Joan. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
And are we going to talk about finances this morning?
What
are
Absolutely. We going to talk about? Absolutely.
All right, fine. Well, as you know, Joan is, for many years, acted as, in addition as to our representative at these official meetings all over the world, she also is a financial consultant, and these are difficult financial times. I think that an awful lot of people are going to get into an awful lot of trouble in the months and the years that lie ahead. So let's Joan talk a little bit about what something she knows a lot more about than I do. So what is your take on where we stand today? Do you think the market will continue going up? Where should people be investing?
Well, what I'd like to do is, instead of answering that question, because that's how I make my living, and just like a doctor doesn't tell somebody what's wrong with them because that's how he makes his living, what I'd like to do is introduce myself. Many people know me as an international reporter. That is my ministry. But for over 25 years, I have helped people invest their money. I've been in the investment field starting back when the Dow had just fallen. It had reached a high of 1,100 back in 1980, believe it or not, and it fell to 700. And everybody thought that when the Dow dropped that low, that, oh my goodness, the end of the world had come. Well, obviously it hadn't. 700, if anybody had invested in the market then, with it being at 13,000 whatever, would have a whole heck of a lot of money. Now, that doesn't mean in the interim that there weren't a lot of bumps, and we're going to talk about some of those bumps. I am a certified financial planner, and in fact, I taught some of the CFP classes at George Washington University. And I have presented retirement classes at about three or four major corporations in the Washington, D.C. area. It's been a while since I did that. But as a younger professional advisor, I was very fortunate to learn about the Federal Reserve early in my career. And I was fortunate to learn about something called world government even back 30 years ago. Now, I couldn't handle it 30 years ago, but when I started covering world global meetings 13 years ago is when everything started coming into an understanding that I could see and that made sense, that I could understand. But in any event, when I learned about this idea of world government 30 years ago, nobody could tell me what it was, what form it was, or its name. They would just say world government, you know, sort of spooky. What I've learned about this whole thing of world government, it's nothing new. Solomon says there is nothing new under the sun. What is new is that you and I are living in this time of history. This is our time. And during our time of history, there are certain events that are taking place that impact us. There's no doubt about it. The Civil War impacted people in the 1850s. The Napoleonic Wars impacted the people in Europe. And we could talk about things that are history or that look like history to us, but guess what? You and I are living history, and it is up to us to understand the history during our time on Earth. Now, I am not a believer that history is the only thing that we should know. I certainly believe that the best way for each of us to live life is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I could not have made it as far as I am in life, let's just say all put together, if it wasn't for my personal faith in Jesus Christ, the Messiah. You know, 13 years ago when I started covering global meetings, I started getting a different picture than what most people say is reality. I have covered many economic meetings. I've interviewed key economists from all over the world. I've read many annual reports and other study reports from the Bank for International Settlements. I mean, I remember, Dr. Stan, about 10 years ago on the beach, and, you know, I don't live near the beach or the ocean. It's about 4.5 hours, 5 hours from my home. My husband and I were on vacation for a couple of days, and there I was sitting on the beach, a time in which my brain should have been down and taking a rest, and there I was reading a Bank for International Settlements report that was absolutely blowing my mind about what they were doing or going to do. And one of the things that they were talking about was, they didn't put it in these words, but it ended up being the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act. In 1996 is when I learned that the Bank for International Settlements wanted to repeal this 1933 law. Now, why would they want to repeal it? Well, if you're going to have a world governmental structure or a world in which there are no barriers, then what you want eventually is to be able to have to invade. Now, we're not talking armies, but we're talking takeovers and buyouts. You want to invade every country's banks, brokerage firms, and insurance companies.
What did Glass-Steagall do? What was
the Glass-Steagall Act was put in place after the stock market crash. And at that time, two congressmen, Glass and Steagall, did a study, and they concluded that the reason why the stock market crashed is because there were no barriers or protections between what banks did and what investment firms did. And so the Glass-Steagall Act put a barrier and separated, so that you ended up having banks that made mortgages and offered certificates of deposit and was like, you know, local banking needs, versus investment companies like Merrill Lynch or Morgan Stanley or some of the others that brought stocks and bonds to market. Because at that time, before the Glass-Steagall Act, banks could do everything. They could bring stocks and bonds to market, and they could offer certificates.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Peace Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Messianic praise and worship leader, Israeli recording artist, and longtime friend Jonathan Satel will be in concert Saturday, June the 30th at 10:30 a.m. at the Beth Messiah Congregation, 8333 Acoma Way in Denver. This is a Shabbat concert you won't want to miss. That's June the 30th, 10:30 a.m., Beth Messiah Congregation. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
It's time for the annual 4th of July picnic at Parrish Park in Johnstown. Join Eric Cederstrom, Joe Jaquin, Michael Corbin, Danette Golden, Randy Yarborough, Don and Sharon Wiedemann, and all of your other favorite talk show personalities and advertisers for an old-fashioned 4th of July. Avi Lipkin will be the guest speaker, and there will be music, talk, and much more. Daddy's Dogs will be cooking up the best dogs and burgers in town. $5 per person gets you a great lunch. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joan Fionn, and she's talking about the Glass-Steagall Act. Now, certainly, apparently they had studied the cause of the Great Depression, 1929, and everybody knew that it really was because the banks had massively expanded the money supply and were encouraging all sorts of investments and all sorts of things and were the dominant force. And then when the banks began to contract the money supply and precipitate the depression, why, it permeated every aspect of our economy. Would that be a fairly safe statement, Joan?
Yes. And so what happened, the move was in Europe, there is no difference between banks and investment companies. They're called financial conglomerates. And so what the Bank for International Settlements wanted was for the U.S. to repeal the Glass-Steagall Act so they could basically have the same kind of structure as what they have in Europe, a bank that also does investments just like pre-1929. And unfortunately, it was repealed. The Glass-Steagall Act was repealed in 1999. It took about 4 or 5 years for it to be repealed, and the bill that was passed in the House was called H.R. 10. It was called the Banking Modernization Act. So what does it mean for Americans? And this is all part and parcel of helping people understand, giving them a broad understanding to make decisions, because part of why people are afraid is they don't have enough information. They don't have enough knowledge. And so what I want to do before I talk about my ten things that I've learned in the investment field to help them is talk about the Glass-Steagall Act. It is so very important because what it ended up doing was putting the final nail in America's financial and economic sovereignty. And it did that very specifically because foreign companies, foreign insurance companies, foreign banks, foreign brokerage firms could now come into the United States and buy up our banks, insurance companies, and brokerage firms. That was one of the key goals and objectives of the Glass-Steagall Act. Now, in that happening, we have lost our financial and economic sovereignty. With that, how did the Asian crisis happen? Well, the bottom line is, to the Asian crisis, and I studied this in great detail, Japan, Malaysia, Korea, and Thailand refused. They basically said, no, we do not want to share our financial sovereignty with the international bankers, and therefore they refused to have to allow the banks, the insurance companies, and the brokerage firms of the international bankers come in and buy their banks. And what happened? Within a very short period of time, almost overnight, all their currencies were crashed. Now, you know, that was the understanding I came to through all of my research. And to verify whether or not I was correct, I was at a World Bank meeting. I don't remember what year it was. Obviously, it was probably 98, maybe 1999. And Malaysia, which was one of the countries that was greatly affected by the Asian crises, was giving they wanted to give a workshop about the Asian crises. And in public, in other words, you know, I asked an open question, and I asked about whether or not they thought the fact that they didn't want to open their banks, insurance companies, and brokerage firms to foreign companies was one of the reasons for the crash. And they would not answer me with a 10-foot pole. However, some man who I have now come to recognize as a key player on the international level came up to me and said to me, that was very perceptive.
Now, of course, it was really George Soros who played a large part in crashing those currencies.
Well, you know, the point is, it's not just George Soros, Dr. Stan. You know, the central banks have a lot of currency of every country. And the bottom line is, if they don't like what you're doing, all they have to do is put the word out to sell your currency. It's not only just George Soros, you know?
Right.
So what I have learned is that when we take a look at money, there are a lot of voices, there's a lot of confusion, and there is a lot of fear. And one of the things that I know is that you will have fear if you don't understand the market, the players, and the global trends. If I listened to one-tenth of what comes in my office as to what's going to happen, you know what? I'd be a basket case. I can remember over the years different people calling me and claiming this was going to happen and that was going to happen and run for the hills. I mean, if I did any of those things, if I told my clients any of those things, they would have thought I was a lunatic. And I would have been right to have gone out of business. There are a lot of voices out there, and I just happen to think that some of them are part and parcel to give confusion. So let me give you some of the guidelines and some of the information that I would like to convey. And of course, I am conveying this because I'm now advertising and supporting your radio station. And this is the other side of what Joan Vion does. First of all, let's talk about fear for a moment. Fear is where Satan wants you to stay. Fear is where he wants you to operate out of. When you are in fear, you can't have faith. You know, Isaiah 40, I think it's 20 and 22 to 22, says this: have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not known from the foundation of the earth? It is he, talking about God, it is he who sits on the circle of the earth. And it goes on to say that he brings kings up and he takes kings down. And so I think a lot of times when we're operating out of fear, it's not a sound decision, it's not a wise decision, because fear and faith cannot abide in the same place. It is virtually impossible. So, here are some of my insights regarding money, regarding making decisions. For people who would like to talk to me further about my investment services, they can call 301-371-0540, 301-371-0540. I'll send them out a brochure and an information packet. I provide advice, and I charge for it. That's how I make my living. Okay, so number one, you should be asking God for his guidance and his direction. Should you do this or should you do that? You should be saying, Lord, lead me and guide my every thought and action. This should be your prayer. If anybody is telling you to do something and they are creating fear, that's wrong. It's wrong. You should never make any decision out of fear. Okay? It's got to be out of faith. Two, you need to develop your own level of investment understanding. I remember years ago, long time ago, 20 years ago, I said to myself, if I'm going to be in the investment world, I better start reading business newspapers. And I subscribe to different ones, Business Week, Fortune, Forbes. You know, they were like Greek to me. And the longer I read them, I then had a frame of reference, and I could start following what happened to this company, what was going on with interest rates, what was going on with the dollar. You know, it started to make sense. So you need to get educated. I have written an economic newsletter for 21 years. It's offered by subscription. Writing this newsletter has taken a lot of time. It's taken a lot of effort. But I have learned a great deal, and I have passed on a great deal of information to my clients. And in fact, one of them goes to my church. Not that we were at the same church when he became my client. We just happened to bump into one another a couple weeks ago. And so he was asking me this past Sunday something, and I said, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he said, oh, I know what that is. He said, I read your newsletters. I'm like, wow. You know, it took hold. But I've written an economic newsletter. I've learned a lot by writing and researching. And if people are interested, I'll be more than happy to sell them some issues, key issues that will give them good direction. Three, you need to understand, and I know, Dr. Stan, most of your clients know that the Federal Reserve is not federal, and it has no reserves, that it is a private corporation run by a group of international bankers, and I also think royalty, who literally control the monetary system of the world. You know, when I've asked some people who tell me that they're professionals in managing money, and I'll say to them, well, let me ask you a question. Is the Federal Reserve federal? And they don't know how to answer it. You know, all of a sudden you put them on the spot and they're not sure. Well, I think so. Gee, I'm not sure. You know, very interesting. Once you know that the Federal Reserve is owned by an inner group of very powerful people who run the monetary system of the United States, and thereby they create the business cycle just by how much money they put into the banking cycle and when and how much money they take out. When you understand that, you can then listen to the news, whether it's Squawk Box or any other news report, and you have a better understanding of truth. And by the way, many of you know the TV would like you to believe that the Federal Reserve is your friend, when indeed it is not. It's just a facilitator of transferring wealth from us to them. I mean, you know. And when we talk about the Federal Reserve and we talk about investment cycles, Bernard Baruch said, buy low, sell high. Well, he was an insider. And if you're an insider, yeah, it's pretty easy for you to buy low and sell high. And when you sell high, you take your gain. And you wrap it up, and it goes in your pocket and out of the pocket of everybody who held. And what I'm saying is buy and hold is a joke. As an investment advisor, as an investment professional, I don't buy and hold. Now, I don't always get it right, but I don't buy and hold. We can't. So let's take a look at the market like this, a glass of root beer. A glass of root beer is comprised of the liquid. I guess that's the root beer part. And then it has the fizz at the top. Okay? The fizz is where all the action is taking place. Okay? But the action is taking place because it's got all the liquid holding it up. And the buy and hold is the liquid. That's Joe Average and everybody who believes in a buy-hold philosophy. The fizz is where you buy low, sell high. Okay? And so when you look at the market in that way. I remember posing that to some group of eminent people from the United States and around the world at a World Economic Forum workshop. And I asked about what would happen when the liquid got less and the fizz got more, what kind of balance there would be. And nobody wanted to answer that question. In fact, they went all the way up and down the panelists, and nobody wanted to answer it. Well, you know why. So you know, you take your gains and you lock them up. And you put
we'll
them
be back
in market.
Just a moment here with Joan Bion here at the American Freedom Network.
Of the green herb. Tom, what makes the green herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Joan, did you get your telephone number out and how people can get in touch with you if they'd like to?
Yes, 301-371-0540. That's Vion Financial Services.
One more time.
301-371-0540.
So you believe in actually, of course, taking your profit and then moving on to something else?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Oh, go ahead.
And, of course, many people know about currencies. Currencies change in value. A couple of years ago, I covered a group of seven meeting of finance ministers in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And John Snow was our Treasury Secretary then. You know, they're just changing like fly swatters or something. And he made a very interesting statement. And when I heard that statement, I was dumbfounded. And I thought, how did I miss this? So I came home, did a lot of research, wrote an economic newsletter about how Snow signaled a change in the value of the dollar. And what he said was, You know, you would think that since the currency supports the economic structure of a country, that the economic and financial strength of a country determines the strength of a currency, wouldn't you? But what Snow said is that the dollar, the value of the dollar will be determined by the markets. Now, this is a very large, major, fundamental shift in the position of our currency. The value of the dollar will be determined by the markets and not by the strength of a country.
So what determines the market value of a currency then?
Who buys, who sells.
Okay.
Okay? So now we have a situation whereby not only is the currency being determined by the markets, and let me just go back for a few minutes, or back a few years. In 1971, when Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard, and subsequently all the other countries of the world had to follow, the dollar at that time would buy, $1 would buy 3.65 Deutschmarks. The Deutschmark is now, has been replaced by the euro. And it would buy 355 yen. Today, if we look at the value of the, of what the dollar will buy, how many euros it will buy, it's about 75 cents. If you look at how many yen you get, it's about 120. In other words, since 1971, the value of our currency has dropped by 65 to 70%. That's pretty shocking. When we start taking a look at why can't we buy a house for $32,000 in the D.C. area in 1971-72, you could buy a 3 or 4 bedroom brick home for about $32,000. That same brick home today sells for in the 650s. Why? Part of it is because of the drop in the value of the dollar. It's costing more to live at every turn. It's not just the value of oil, the cost of oil, but it's also the drop in the value of the dollar. Why is oil going up so much? Part of it is the fact that the dollar has dropped. Do you think OPEC wants depreciated dollars? Mm-mm. They want a dollar that's equal to what they used to get before the dollar devaluated. So, you know, can you imagine somebody born in 1971 and the dollar has consistently been devalued since his life, since he was born? He or she has been on a constant treadmill to try and keep pace. Okay? That's a pretty scary thing, to be born in 1971, and every time you turn around, it costs just a little bit more for a house and for a car and for this and for that. It's like you can never keep up. That's pretty scary.
Inflation is simply a means of stealing the value of the wealth of the people, so that they work and they work, and of course they're constantly going behind.
That's right. That's right. And we would have to talk about, I mean, that's a whole program right there about how do you keep up, how do you keep up? Some lady called me and said, I have X amount of dollars and I just can't buy what I used to buy. So I started questioning her about where her money is. And it's all in fixed investments. I'm not going to name the various fixed investments. And I said, well, no wonder. I said, with the true cost of inflation, with the value of the dollar dropping, you cannot afford to be in these fixed investments. Oh, but they're so safe. I said, no, they're not safe. They might look like they're safe, but in reality, the reason why you can't keep up with the buying power is because they're not giving you a return above the true cost of a depreciated dollar and inflation. You know, so people play games. Oh, the stock market, it's so risky. Darling. It ain't any more risky than being in a bond and getting 4% on your money, and every time interest rates go up, the value of your bond drops. And then they say, oh, just hold till it matures. What a joke. What an absolute joke. And while we're at it, let me say something about the value of investments. Because of what Jon Snow said about the markets determining the value of the dollar, the markets today determine the value of everything. There is no investment that is safer than any other investment. Okay? Why? Because the value, its value is determined by the markets. Whether it's gold, look, gold in, 2002 was at an 18-year low. Now that's the time to buy, at 250. Gold is at 640. I'm not saying it's high, and I'm not saying it's low. But you have to understand that how high it goes is not necessarily determined by you and me. It is basically, my research shows that the value of gold is set every morning in London at the Bank of England at 10 a.m. by the Rothschilds. Okay? So every investment changes in value. Do I like gold? Yes. Do I like other investments? Yes.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here with Joe Beyond.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability
Absolutely.
To minister. Absolutely. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
This morning's program. So basically, Joan is saying you're going to have to be constantly wary because, of course, the investment patterns are changing all the time being determined by the market. So pick it up there, Joan.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, what has happened, you know, I think it's fascinating, free trade. What is free trade? What does free trade really mean? Think about it. All the barriers between the nation states are down. They're gone. The trade, the economic, the political, the legal, they're all down. They're gone. What does that mean? If you have the power of an international banker, that means that you don't have to crash a country's stock market to get the kind of gain you want. You can now literally, since there are no barriers, you can skim off the top of the world globally. You can take markets down globally 5 or 10% and make who knows how many trillions or hundreds of trillions of dollars just by skimming off the whole global market. Think about that. People talk about a major crash. I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm saying it doesn't really have to happen. Why would they want to crash something when they basically can control it to begin with, and all they have to do is skim? You know, they can take 3 or 5, 10% drops in the market and probably make as much money as they could dropping the whole market one time 30 or 40%. Think about it. Think about it. Yeah. The dollar, there are changes. Obviously, when you look at the European Union, they took 14 countries and their currencies initially, and they had an exchange rate for each one of them. And nobody in Europe was happy with the new exchange rate once they blended all the currencies. The problem in America is, first of all, our dollar was the strongest in the world, the whole world. And they had to drop it 65 to 70% over the last 30-some years. And now we're taking a look at the Amero. Interestingly enough, when we look at Canada, the dollar was always stronger than the Canadian dollar. Now the Canadian dollar is at a 30-year high, and it's worth a little bit more than our dollar. Isn't that interesting? So the value of the currency between Canada and America is almost the same, and now we have Mexico and the rest of Latin America to bring in. Is there going to be some kind of dilution? Probably. How much? I don't know. And so what does this all point to? It points to the fact that we will have to be wiser, we will have to be smarter, we will have to have greater discernment in the choices we make. Diversification is key. Not any one investment is the answer for everything. It just isn't. You don't wear play clothes to a funeral, and you don't wear them to work. You know, there is a time and a season for every investment, for right decisions. And I go back to what I said at the beginning, and that is that we shouldn't be making investments out of fear. Fear is going to allow your knees to be caved in time and time and time and time again. God doesn't want you to live standing up from the knees up. Dr. Stan, you're a bone specialist. He wants us functioning holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy too, H-O-L-Y, but he wants us to be total. He wants to be whole, us to be whole, body and mind and emotions and finances. He wants us to be whole. And again, operating in fear is not how you do it. And one other thing. Two other things. You need to know your risk tolerance. You need to know your risk tolerance. There is a risk-reward type of return. The more risk you take, the greater the reward. Or, the greater the loss. But you don't know that. I've known of businessmen who lost two or three fortunes and it ended up broke. And then I've known some that lost a couple fortunes and ended up very rich. I mean, I can't explain that. But you need to know your risk tolerance. And you've got to weigh your risk tolerance with what you need and what's happening in the world. And for that, you need the big picture. If anything, what I have gained in covering global meetings in the last 13 and a half years is I have gained the big picture. And that has, surprisingly, I mean, I didn't go to these meetings for this reason, but it was a byproduct. For that reason, I have been able to understand global trends and plug my clients into global trends that have helped their portfolios tremendously.
Well, we're just about out of time. One more time, get your telephone number out, Joan, before I have to let you go.
All right, 301-371-0540.
One more
301.
Time.
371-0540.
And, of course, the market is guided by greed and fear.
That's right.
Greed and fear. And you have to understand, you know, your own limitations. And I think we all need some help knowing what should be done next. Joan, I really want to thank you so very much for being with us. And hopefully we can get you on again in the not-too-distant future to talk about your concept, because I believe we are in pivotal times. I believe that there are going to be dramatic economic changes with certainly our shifting of our industries offshore. But many of our corporations are benefiting greatly by moving out of the American market and the production into other countries. Is that, would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're getting all new kings by the corporate CEOs and their pensions.
Thanks so much for being with us. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont. We buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont. 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
reminds you that my ministry is pretty much supported by people like you out there in the listening audience. And if you agree that we have a unique message, we'd love to hear from you. My number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, certainly, if you have not yet heard my talk, the one I gave in Colorado a couple of weeks ago, it's called Iraq, the Untold Story. It was really the talk on wars and revolutions, their cause, and how they are impacting on us. It gives you an idea of the origin of all of the wars of the last century and of the current war we're involved in the Middle East and where this is leading us to. And you have to understand that it really does make sense. We went into Afghanistan to get the wicked Osama bin Laden, then we let him escape. So why are we still fighting there? Why? We're fighting the wicked Taliban. But we created the Taliban, and you go back and read the books written in the 1990s, we were financing the Taliban. If you listen to President Bush's speech on the 20th of September, 1991, and you get it on his webpage, you will find we were the largest supporter of Afghanistan all during the year 2001. So why were we financing the country that was hosting and giving sanctuary to the wicked Osama bin Laden, who had already been involved in all the attacks on the United States? None of this makes sense unless there is another agenda there. And, of course, why are we fighting in Iraq? Why don't we let them just divide the country into three parts and come home? Why? Because we want the strife. We intend to remain there permanently. Why? Because our leaders are dedicated to empire and to establishing a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a new world leader. You need to hear my talk, Iraq, the Untold Story. It comes with an excellent syllabus. You need to hear my talk, Forbidden Secret. Comes with an excellent syllabus. You need to hear my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness. Comes with an excellent book that will document everything we say. You must become informed and understand the spiritual battle and then reach others. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If things go as I fear they are, we will be heading into a war with the Muslim world that will result in the use of nuclear weapons. And if that happens, and hope and pray that I'm wrong, but if that happens, it will have disastrous consequences right here in the United States. So pray for America, pray for revival, pray for peace in Jerusalem and in the Middle East. And until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
It's time for the annual 4th of July picnic at Parrish Park in Johnstown. Join Eric Cederstrom, Joe Jaquin, Michael Corbin, Danette Golden, Randy Yarborough, Don and Sharon Wiedemann, and all of your other favorite talk show personalities and advertisers for an old-fashioned 4th of July. Avi Lipkin will be the guest speaker, and there will be music, talk, and much more. Daddy's Dogs will be cooking up the best dogs and burgers in town. $5 per person gets you a great lunch. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Call Reprisal. Coin money. Emit bills of credit. Make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. Pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
100 years of service to the City of Charleston Fire Department on this paper. Over 100 years of dedicated service.
Police in Georgetown, Indiana say a 15-year-old teen who shot and killed a deputy and wounded another died of a...